Separately, there has been a settlement in a major lawsuit about runoff and water quality. As KNKX Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe explains, it could give a much-needed boost to endangered species in Washington.
The settlement is about what's known as non-point pollution, coming from farms and cities when it rains, or logging that causes water to warm up when shorelines and stream beds are denuded. All of this non-point pollution hurts salmon and orcas, endangered species that continue to struggle despite decades of restoration work. Part of the problem, says Nina Bell with Northwest Environmental Advocates, which brought the suit, has been political interference from powerful lobbying groups. The agreement, signed last week, lays out a timeline for the State Department of Ecology to regulate farming practices and implement other rules in consultation with the EPA and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
So there are layers of oversight on what ecology is going to do that have not existed until the settlement.
Ecology says the settlement will simply reinforce efforts already underway and cost about $3 million annually for staffing and implementation. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.
And that $3 million in funding comes from the EPA. This is KNKX News. It's 3:35.